wine. When he echle bonav moyes ribis at the mouth of the door and left over ribis, and chayav lachter, he doesn't have to return it. But yals then there, when this the pasuk says yachin rosha viba sadik. Well, that's what Tosafta says. That sometimes the son of the rosha gains on the deal. Mor atkan besuloi. El rather afilu atkan even by ribis rabbonin yachin rosha viba sadik. It's not filu what kind. It means, let's say, even on a ribbis the Yeraisa he holds, he does not have to return it.
Yeah.
Whereas it says, Adkan vayit the ribbis ketutza. Up and now talking about ribbis ketutza, the first part of the Mishnah. That's if I lend you money and make up clearly, you have to pay me back 120. Nikan ve'elachavik ribbis. For now on, it's only ribbis the rabbonin, which is derech mekach memcha. So Rashi says, Ribbis Ksutsa means v'kayv v'nayis v'bez l'achzir im tevi b'chayiv. That calls the man, the mal was alive, if the lady comes and complains, he has to pay back the money. But in the Ribbis to Rabbonin, you don't have to, the mal doesn't have to return the money. Omer Reb Loza, Ribbis Ketutza, whenever I charge you interest midiraisa, that means I'll lend you money and I made up clearly now, you have to pay me back interest. And the lady paid up the interest, the locher is, yoytzim b'dayonim. Later, if the lady comes to Bezdin, the Bezdin will force the mal to give back the money. Avik ribis, when you're only over nis the rabbon on the ribis, ain't the yetzim of the yonim. Bezdin will not take it out. Rabbi Yechon and Amano, I feel the ribis ketsutsa, nami and yetzim of the yonim. Even when you're over the yisra ribis with your raisa, after the leiva paid up the money, the leiva cannot get back the money anymore, even with Bezdin. Omer of Yitzchak, my time of Yechon, what's Rabbi Yechon swear to say you don't have to pay back? The Yomakro, the Neshech, Nosan, Vetarbis Lokach, Vachai lo Yichlo, es kol tuwei vazoi, hoelaz o osa. That means, if you did the yisra ribis, Lemisa nitten, you'll be killed. You'll be killed for that avera. For loyally shovem, but there's no mitzvah to return it. Rav Adam Rav Omar Kro, al tikach mito neshem v'tarbas reisim lekecha. That means lemoira nitten. It's only given to have yiras Hashem. Be afraid not to do it. But loyally shovem, the Torah doesn't say you have to return it. Once the loyally paid up the ribbis, the malva doesn't have to return it. Rav Omar miguf for the kroshim. I hear from the pasuk itself. Most you must dom of boy, yiyu. That means hukshu malva ribbis l'shev chidomim. When he kills somebody, if he kills somebody, and the shas you kill him, you rip his clothing, you don't have to pay for the money. We say, come with the rabbi nay. After mal the ribbis, same thing if somebody lends money to ribbis, that's the hekish, you don't have to pay back the money. They did the avera, but once the avera was done, you took the interest, now you have the right to keep it, you don't have to return it. If so, what's the reason of Reb Leza? How come he says, no, you have to return the interest? The Yomakrona Pasuk says, Vecha yochichi moch. Keep your brother alive. Rashi says, Reisha de Krab Ribis koi, Altikach mitoi. Don't take ribis. Then it says, rather keep your brother alive. What does that mean to say? Ahadale, if you did take the interest, give it back to him. Kiechid in achai, in order they should stay alive. For Reb Yechon and Hai Vechai Chichi Moch, my Yovadle, what does Reb Yechon do with this Pasuk? Of course, Mashma Grab Lezza, Dava Ribis, you have to return ribis. So Mar says, Mi Boyle, he needs this Pasuk Ligratanya, like we learned. Shanaim Shoyim Achim Aderach, two people walking on the road. One of them had a jug of water. So it's like this. If he would share it with his friend, they both die. There's not enough water to make it through this journey. If just he would drink the water, he'll make it to the Yishuv. What should he do now? Dorish ben Petura, Mutiv, Shiyishta Shneim, you have to let your friend drink with you, and you both die. But you're not let to see the way your friend dies. You're not allowed to drink the water yourself, you have to share it with your friend. That's the way he dashen. And until Shebor Rebbe Kiva, Torah Rebbe Kiva came. The limit in dashen, the pasuk not like that. The pasuk says, V'chayochi chimoch, means chayecha koidmin l'chayecha vercho. Your life comes first before your friend's life. True, there's a mitzvah to save your friend, but not at your expense. Here you only have one glass of water. If you'll drink it, you'll stay alive. Your life comes first. That's the Chiddush HaKroya, V'chayochi chimoch, Yichayecha Yochayim comes first. Therefore, you're allowed to drink the water, you're not allowed to share it with your friend. Neisvei HaVakasha. So kids, it is the Machlokes. If Ribbis Ketsutza, when you lend money, and you're over the Yisra Derisa of Ribbis, and the lady paid up the interest, does the Malva HaVachiyot return it or not? Neisvei HaVakasha. It says, Kili Nich, Lema Viyam Moishah Ribbis, the father left over Moishah Ribbis. All right, we'll stop here. So Mr. Shem...
Yes, we're up to Dal Samach Beis Amar Aleph. So far we had a machlokes Reb Leza and Reb Yochanan that Reb Leza holds Ribbis Ketsutza is Yotze B'dayon. It means if you're over the Yisra Ribbis the Raisa, so then is Bezdin has the right to take it away from the Malva. And the Bierchen said, no, in fact, the Bierchen said, no, that even on Ribbis Diraisa, we do not take it away, Bidayon. Tagmar says, Mace, we have a kasha. It says, if the father had over money from Ribbis, that means the father was a marva, lent somebody money, and he charged interest, and he has the interest. He collected it already. So it says now, even though the children know that this money the father left over was from Ribbis, in other words, the father did the Aveira of Ribbis, and then the father died, so Locher is, that the children do not have to return the money, they're not mechuyev to return Ribbis. It's not like real gezel, that Locher is, the kids have to return it, but Ribbis, the kids don't have to return. So the ik is, the father himself, he does have to return the money. So mashma ribis is yotze b'dayonim. The father, the real malva that took the money, if Bezdin comes and asks him back, he has to give it back. So the kashan Rabbi Yochanan, Gemara says no. B'dinu really the avu enam le mechayiv. Could be even the father himself also does not have to return the ribis. E le mechayiv lahachzir. Because we all like Rabbi Yochanan that ribis kitzut says ainu yotze b'dayonim. Since Lamaisa the Leiva gave it to you, me daitoi, so now that you took it, you're allowed to keep it. But over here, V'yayidi, the Koboi, the Mishnah Seifa, since they want to say the Chiddush of the Seifa, that what? That Haniach Lehen, Avihen, Pora Vitalis, let's say the father, that again lent somebody money and took back ribis, and the person paid back ribis by giving him a cow, or giving him a talis, a special clothing, or else the whole Dovra Mesuyim, anything special that people will know and talk about it, that this thing your father has because he collected ribis. So in such a case, chayovim lahachzir, then the children have to return this object back to the loiva. Why? Bifnei kovod aviyim. It's a kibud av, not miikur adin of ribis. The din of ribis did, you don't have to return it. But it's not kovod av. But these people always go around talking and saying, the reason how you got this object was because your father took it with teras ribis. So people always talk bad about your father, therefore you're supposed to return it. But not Mi'ikar Adin. So therefore it says the Reisha also, that the kids do not have to return the money. In other words, could be like Rabbi Yochanan. Anytime the Malva collected ribis, there's no chiyuv to return it. Not the father, not the children. But the reason why it says in the Reisha that the children don't have to return it, because they want to say a chiddush in the Sefer, that there is a certain case that the children, even the children, have to return it. Mishum kibud av, that's a davar hamesuyim. Now the Gemara asks the question, v'hani yichalatu v'nekovet aviyim tani nami reisha, but he did too. That's what says in the reisha also, that the children do not have to return it. But really, who are then the father also does not have to return it. Now the Gemara says, is this true? V'hani v'nekovet aviyim mi mechayvei, are the children's mechuyu to return this, the ribis, because of respect to the father? L'chulu korikan, we should read over here the pasuk of v'nosi b'yamcha loisor. We say now let a curse a nosi in the Am Yisrael, that we always dash, and it means b'yoyse ma'isamcha. You just can't curse a nosi that does mitzvahs. That's b'chlal amcha Yisrael. Ma'ashenkan, a person that does avera, there's no avera to curse him. So l'chulu adin kibud avim, there's no mitzvah to give cover to your father if your father does averas. So here that your father did the avera of ribis, why do you have to return it to his respect? So Gemara answers, "Could the Amar Pinchas Mishmei the Rova Dishasa Tshuva?" We're talking about the father did tshuva. Hachinami Dishasa Tshuva. We're talking about after they do tshuva, then there's a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Kibud Avim. Then there's a mitzvah not to curse them. For the Gemara though, Iyasa Tshuva, if the father did tshuva, Ma'boi Gabei, what is he doing holding onto it then? The father himself should have returned it if he did tshuva. So Marseh Shaloi Hispik Lahachzir Achimais. We're talking about that even though the father did tshuva, he didn't get around to return it. He died right away. So therefore, in such a case, the children have a chiyuv kibud avim, that they have to return this this object that they have with terrorist ribis. Now the Gemara says, so Kitzav Mir, there's no proof to Rabbi Lez or to Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, Meis, we have another kasha. It says, Hagazlonim, people that steal, or malva ribis, somebody lends money to get back interest. So afal pisha gobel, even though they collected the money, even though they collected the ribis, machzirin, still they have to return it. So it's a raya to say that ribis you have to return. So first of all, gazlonim amai. What do you mean gazlonim? Afal pisha gobel, even though they collected. Eko, what does that mean? Egos are gozlo, gozlo, gazlin, korisle. Like if the person stole it, he took it. And if he didn't take it, he's not called the Gazlan yet. El around the Eimer like this. Gazlonim. Oh, my near you, who are these people that are Gazlonim? We're talking about Mali Ribbis. People that lend money with Ribbis. So it says clearly, Afa Pisha Govu, even though the Malva collected the interest, still Machzirin, he's supposed to return it. So it's a clear right, like Reb Elezer, that Ribbis Kitzut says, Yaitse B'dayonim, there's a mitzvah to return it. So the Gemara says, true, Tanoi, Taka Machlekes Tanoim. The Tani we learned, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Elezer Ben Yaakov, Poitrin es ha-malva v'es oriv. They say the malva and the oriv do not get malchus by ribis. Because they have a kumasei, it's like a lav hanitikli asei. But whenever you have an essay, you don't get malchus. The Gemara says, my kumasei, what does it mean to say there's a kumasei involved over here? So, lav doesn't mean to say, mishum derminilu kumo haduru. That even though the malva took the ribis, collected the interest, he doesn't get malchus for that lav. Because it's a lava nitzikli assay, and the essay is to go and return it. So here you see that there is an essay to return ribis. Nechal, it's a proof though, the Tanakama that argues on this, he sober, he holds, lava neyadur ninu. That no, they don't have the chiv to return it. You see clearly it's a machoig of Tanakama and Rebbe Elezer. The Gemara says, loy, it could be my kum assay, it could be everybody holds, there's no mitzvah to return the ribis. And so, my kumasei, what does it mean to say the kumasei here? It means lekrui ashtara, to rip up the shtar. Shasso is saying now, could be everybody holds that ribis, you don't have to return. If so, lekrui, it's not called a lav hanitikli asei. So if so, how come the malva and the loiva does not get malchus? So we're saying now, what it means to say is go rip up the shtar. So Rashi says, we're talking about that the malva did not collect the interest yet. We're talking about that true, you lent the money, and you made up, you should pay your back interest, but it didn't pay up yet. So we tell you now, the yesterday is go and rip up your shtar. In other words, do not collect the ribbis. Then you will not get malchus. Yeah. Samar says now, my kesav, what do you hold? E kesav, if you hold, shtar roi mid ligvois. When you have a shtar that you have a right to collect the money with, in other words, the malva lent money to the loiva, and I lent you $100 on the condition you pay me back $120. And it's written down in the shtar. See if you tell me the fact the malva has the shtar. It's called Haimed Ligvois. It's Kagova Dami. It's considered like you already collected the money. If so, of the Surayu. If so, then the Malva did the Avera. As soon as the Malva lent the money, and he has written down in the Shtar now that you have to pay me back $120, right now it's considered like you got the money back. So you did the Lav right now, you should get Malkus for it. Viva Kagova Dami, if you tell me no, that right now when you wrote it down, it's not called like you collected it yet. If so, Holayovit Vlay Klum. Then the Malva didn't do anything. Chulal them shit, he doesn't get Malkus. You don't have to tell me he has to do a maisa of ripping up the shtar, then he won't get Malkus. Mashman, without doing the sessa, he would get Malkus. No, he didn't do anything right now. So far, he didn't do the lav of ribis. Gemara says, the Elam really, I'll tell you, Ksavar, this time holds, that shtar, Raymond League voice, lav kagabidomi. No, even though you have a shtar, and you lent money with a shtar, that the shtar says you have to pay back $120, but up until he pays it back, you don't have the money. It's not cool, Kagobi. It's not cool that you collected the money yet. Here. Is that Kagobi Dami? If so, Vahaiko Mashmon, what are you teaching us over here then? That the Shulman Milsi, you should know that the Shulman means something. That's the Chiddush over here. That even though the Shtar itself is Lav Kagobi Dami, just the fact that you have a Shtar says that you have a right to collect the money. That's not considered like you have the money yet. But still, the Malva would get Malkus if he doesn't rip up the Shtar. Because Shuma is Milsi, the fact that when you lent the money, you made up right then that you have to pay me back $120, just for making it up, making up the Shuma, the estimate of the money that you have to pay me back, for that alone you overlap, and for that alone you deserve to get Malkus. If not for the fact that you rip up the Shtar. Yeah. The Mor says, Hokinam and Mestav, this is the Svaros like this. Tetznan we learned. The Elu Oivrin Beloisa say. These are the people that are over Loisa say. Ha Malve, the Haloive, Ho'orev, V'yoedim. It says, whenever you lent money to Ribis, so then the Malve, the one that lent the money, gets Malkus. The Haloive, the one that receives it, that gives it. Ho'orev, the one that's responsible for it, the cosigner. And V'yoedim that were there that watched the transaction go by. So now, Bishleim Akulu of advice. So we understand good the Malve, the Loive, the Yor of the old things. That's where they get Malkus. El Eidim, my Yovid, what do the Eidim do? They just sat back and watched. So why should they get Malkus? They don't give the money. They just were there at the beginning where they made the Shuma. when they made up the estimate exactly how much money you have to pay you back, the Eidim were there, they saw what's going on. But they weren't there, but Shasi paid up the money. El Alav, here it should be a proof. El Alav Shmamino, to Shumanusi. Shmamino, here it's a good proof. Just the fact they were there, but Shasi Shuma, when they made up how much money to pay back, and the Eidim were there, they were machazikid, like because the Eidim were there,